Welcome to KUOW's Speakers Forum. I'm your host, John O'Brien. In this week's episode, just as rain, wood smoke, and gray skies roll back into Seattle, the creative talents behind Sandbox Radio are set to remind us about the quirky greatness of our region. They called their latest work Gold Rush. The show features original stories by Wayne Rowley, Scott Augustson, Richard Zyman, Lisa Halpern, and Elizabeth Heffron. Sandbox Radio is produced and directed by Leslie Law and Richard Zyman, with music direction by Jose Gonzalez. Gold Rush was performed at Town Hall Seattle on August 29th. Their next show, The Shadow Knows, is coming up on Halloween night, October 31st, again at Town Hall Seattle. So off we go. Please note, this production does include some themes of an adult nature.
Sandbox Radio.
Seattle, Washington. The year is 2050. 15 years ago, in the summer of 35, a small local online retailer invents time travel for the sole purpose of being able to deliver packages to their customers before the customers even order them. The technology works, but the return process is thrown into chaos. When customers, instead of returning items they don't want, simply don't order them in the first place. This creates tears in the fabric of space-time, destroying several downtown city blocks and creating our fair city's most famous landmark, the Water Needle. That's right, the Water Needle. Time travel is swiftly outlawed by the Sissy Pants Anti-Innovation City Council. And you all know the rest. When time travel is outlawed, only outlaws will travel through time. That's where I come in. I'm what they call a doc. Someone that makes a temporal sidestep and screws something up. I make it all better. With the help of my young apprentice, Miss Molly Mercer, we make sure the history of Seattle stays in line and on time. The past can be a rowdy place, and besides, we all hate it if things turned out differently, wouldn't we?
It's time once again for Doc and Mercer's Mostly True History of Seattle. This week's episode, A Rush to Disgruntlement by Wayne Rowley.
I don't think I've ever seen so much mud.
Careful, Molly, about these streets. Grown men have been known to drown in the potholes.
When are we, Doc?
1897, Pioneer Square, Seattle, in the freshly minted state of Washington.
And almost a decade after the Great Seattle Fire, it looks like they haven't quite got the new city built yet.
Well, today is supposed to help all that. It's July 17th, 1897.
That's the day the steamship Portland docked in Elliott Bay, its cargo hold full of gold. Basically firing the starter pistol for the boom known as the Klondike Gold Rush.
That's right, kid.
So, why are we here, Doc?
The answer to that question is right here in this newspaper headline, Molly.
Mrs. Prudence of Lower Queen Anne bakes third cherry pie this week. Between the Great Fire and the Klondike Gold Rush, there wasn't a lot of other big news in Seattle in 1897, huh?
Look at the date on the paper, Molly.
July 17th, 2050. But, Doc, this newspaper is from the Seattle of the future. Our future.
That's right.
That's not possible. All hard copies of the PII were made illegal by Kindle Profits Protection Act of 2043. How would a story about cherry pie be all they have to print on the front page of 2050?
According to my quantum particle tracker, we got ourselves a bitcher landed somewhere here in turn of century Seattle.
What's a bitcher?
He's the guy who can't take a walk to the corner grocery without complaining about how Seattle has totally gone downhill. Because some pizza joint he met a girl in one time is finally closing down. They're all over this city. And when one of them gets his crybaby hands on the time stream...
What is going on here? Look at that building. That building used to be a mud pit. What was wrong with the mud pit? Now it's a bank? What do we need a bank for? We're pioneers. Everything costs like 2 cents around here. What are we going to do with a bank? Save this mud pit! Save this mud pit! Save this mud pit!
Save this mud pit!
Extra, extra, read all about it. Steamship Portland docks in Elliott Bay. Gold discovered in the Yukon Territories. Gold! Gold! Read all about it. Read all about it. Shucks.
Hey, little girl.
Who, me, mister?
No one interested in news about gold?
Nobody.
What's your name?
I'm Polly Pennywise, newspaper seller and scrappy orphan waif. Someday I want to be a real newspaper reporter, but, sassafras, that's never going to happen on account of girls' brains aren't as big as boys' brains.
What? Who told you that?
God.
Now you listen here, young lady. Where I'm from, we haven't had a male president since 2016.
Golly!
Save this mud pit! Save this mud pit!
Hey, Polly, who is that old man?
Him? He's our new mayor.
According to history, Seattle's mayor of July of 1897 was William D. Wood, but he quit to head north for gold.
Nah, that's Mayor Trey. We told him about the gold, but he told us not to rush.
Not to rush?
Listen, Polly, you want to break a big story?
Do I ever?
Then I have some questions for you to ask your new mayor. Write these down.
That the independent bookstores will always be our city's first choice unless they don't have the book we want. And then, and only then, will we order them online.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, Polly Pennywise from the Post Intelligencer. What is your position on the gold recently found in the Yukon and how its discovery might be a financial boon to our recently depressed city?
I'm against it.
What?
Forget about it.
Why?
Okay, the only thing that gold is going to do for Seattle is to bolster our economy, spur massive growth, and bring a bunch of douchebags to Capitol Hill.
Well, then, would you agree that despite all the attention grunge received, rock and roll music really hit its zenith with Metallica's And Justice for All album, and never actually got any better after that?
Oh, are you crazy? Rock music didn't even begin to find its true form until Mother Love Bone's Apple LP hit the shelves in 90.
There's our bitcher. Quantum bopped back from the year 2050 to mess with Seattle's history.
Let's get him.
Hold it right there, old timer.
Hey, what are you doing?
You are under arrest for attempting to alter the history of 1890s Seattle under the temporal restriction code of 2037.
Oh, the 1990s are the only 90s that matter. Back when Seattle was cool and indie, and I was in my 20s.
Here comes that bitching I was telling you about.
I saw Mudhoney play at the off-ramp back when they still had their first drummer. Oh, not the drummer that everybody knows, but the drummer that played with them before that drummer. I saw that drummer.
All right. Okay, Grandpa, that's enough. Time doesn't stop just because you missed Dollar Boilermaker Night at the local mosh pit.
It was the off-ramp, the birthplace of Nirvana.
Yeah, well, now you can do all the yoga you want in prison.
Bop him, Molly. Namaste, punk.
Thanks. Now Seattle can get on its way to being a really first-class 19th century city.
You make sure the world knows all about that gold, Polly, and it will.
You got it, Doc. Say, before you go, have you seen our new tunnel?
Tunnel?
It's going to go from one side of the city all the way to the other.
Well, how are you digging a tunnel?
Well, Bertha's digging it. Hey, Bertha.
Hey.
How's the tunnel coming?
Oh, I stopped digging the tunnel.
What? Why?
Oh, I don't know. I hit a rock or something. There's a lot of rocks and stuff in the ground over here. I think I'm just going to sit here until March.
Oh. Shucks. Seattle's never going to be a first-class 19th century city.
Don't worry, Polly. You'll get there.
And we better be getting back to 2050. I don't want to miss $350 Boilermaker Night at the Comet. Will you join me, Doc?
You still need a suit and tie to get into that place?
Of course.
I'll think I'll pass.
So, I'll see you next time.
The next time evildoers attempt to twist Seattle's glorious march toward the future to suit their own nefarious means, we'll be there.
Just like every other morning.
Knock, knock, knock. Morning, Lena.
Hey, Marco. I'm just trying to decide whether to wear a beige blazer or a taupe top.
Wow, the fun never stops around here.
I know. I count on you to liven things up. How's your love life?
Don't ask and I won't tell. It's been a slow parade of accountants and barbershop quartet enthusiasts.
What a couple of sad snow bunnies.
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
Katie?
Were you hiding behind that couch?
Sure was.
Why?
That's not important. What is important is that I came to Seattle to sink my pearly whites into all that is the Esmeralda City. You only go around this popsicle stand of life once. I have a big day planned for us. It starts with a trip to Jungle Mike's Mary Jo store.
What?
Yep, and the kettle too. We're gonna vaporize some cannibals. We're gonna be stony birds.
She's the girl that you call.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm Katie.
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
I'm Janice. I'm your bud tender.
It smells delicious here.
I did not know that there were so many different kinds of marijuana.
As many as there are stars in the summer sky. The night sky, not the day sky, which wouldn't have any stars.
Well, the stars would still be there. You just couldn't see them.
All right, Django, tell us what's on special today.
Well, let's see what we've got. Spinning Sally, Spotted Dick, Uniclops, Dead Man Dancing, Gary Jr., Tipperando Mermaid, Last Train to Clarksville, Royal Marxus, Courtney Fleetfoot of Pennyworth. Now, what are your plans? Because if you're watching a movie and eating Fritos, you want one kind of pot, but a very different one if you're going to throw an orgy.
Well, I guess I can let the bag out of the cat. Lena, Marco, I have taken your cellular telephones and downstreamed a game on them.
What kind of game?
Oh, are we talking the game?
Yep. Donkey Kong Go.
In that case, you'll be wanting Kermit the Kush.
Kermit?
You're gonna find it's pretty easy being green.
Great! Off to Volunteer Park. I've heard there are Mario Brothers lurking everywhere. Okay. Oh, here it goes.
Smooth.
I'm turning on the game. Whatever we do, we should stick together. Lena? Marco? Oh, that didn't take long for us to lose each other.
Wow, this game is amazing. It's like living in a candy-colored cartoon world. Oh, wait, I don't have it on.
Hi.
Well, look at that.
I'm a capybara.
You aren't real. You are virtual. Me, I'm living in the material world. Because I am a material girl.
I'm a capybara.
And if there is one thing that we know, that science has proven, it's that girls just want to have fun. It's all about fun. Because when the phone rings in the middle of the night, your father asks you, what are you going to do with your life? You need to be ready. And if the person on the other end says, hello, is it me you're looking for? You have to say, how the hell do I know you called me? What number are you trying to reach? And do not say 8675309, because this is Pennsylvania 65000. 65000, the numbers just keep going up and up.
I'm a capybara.
But what goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, spinning round, ride a painted pony. Wait, why would anybody ride a painted pony?
You can ride a capybara.
No. It's the wheel of fortune that goes spinning around. The wheels on the bus, those go round and round.
Uh-huh.
Bus, hop on the bus, Gus. Hey, capybara.
Yes, Lena?
I really think I need some help.
Hop on my back. I'm a capybara.
Katie? Lena? It's me, Marco. Guys, come on, where are you? If you can hear me, just say polo.
Hello.
Hey, look at you. You're a big thing. Who are you?
My daddy was an old junkyard dog. And Mama, she was a brick house.
Huh. I would not have expected that that particular union would have resulted in something so...
Sexy?
That's the word. Oh, God, look at my legs. My legs are literally and figuratively 10 feet tall. They're freakish. How have I never noticed them? How is it that I'm still 5'9", but my legs are 10 feet tall? What if there's a bunch of stuff on my body that I don't know about? What if I have a nipple on my back?
Then you'd have 3 nipples.
What if I have a row of nipples running down my spine?
Then you should see a doctor or call La Leche League.
I don't think I should be in public.
Why don't you and me go back to my yurt? I have a jar of Nutella and a sleeve of saltines.
Okay, that works.
Sure hope Lena and Marco are okay.
Roar!
Oh, hello, Bear.
You're not afraid of me?
I know you're not real.
Are you sure?
I've smoked some Mother Jones. I'm playing a video game, so I'm pretty sure. Plus, I'm from Alaska.
A very well-reasoned argument about my non-existence. Are you enjoying living in Seattle, Katie?
It's a funny town. Everybody is in such a panic about checking things off their bouquet lists. They don't seem to be enjoying anything.
Angie, did you see that Seattle Weekly just published a list of the 50 things you must do in Seattle right now?
Claire, the Stranger just published a list. 200 things you must do in Seattle or just kill yourself, loser.
We have to do all these things.
All of them.
You know what I think?
Let me guess. That everybody should chill. You know, be happier keeping it casual.
You are from Alaska.
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan.
Yep, and chances are I always will be.
You gonna stay around these parts?
Well, like Doris Duke used to say, queso, queso, the furniture's not ours to see. Maybe it's grown on me, but I do hear good things about Saskatoon.
You want to help me find your friends?
I'm enjoying just sitting here being a stony bird. I'll probably just watch the sunset and then stop for a clam sandwich at Ivy's.
Well, I've got an appointment in the woods. Later, Katie.
After a while, Bear. Aw, Seattle. Look at you, all pretty in the twilight. If you can ignore the cranes overhead and the needles underfoot, you're so damn gorgeous. Oh, I can't stay mad at you.
My cousin Katie from Ketchikan. My cousin Katie.
Oh, away up north in Alaska, there's a land that's always cold. But you stake a little claim and you dig a little hole and you're back with a pocket full of gold. Oh, money is the meat in the coconut. Oh, money is the milk in the jug. When you got a lot of money, you feel very funny. You're happy as a bug in a rug.
The Shooting of Dan McGrew by Robert W. Service.
A bunch of the boys were whooping it up in the Malamute Saloon. The kid that handles the music box was hitting a jagtime tune. Back of the bar in a solo game
sat Dangerous Dan McGrew.
Watching his luck was his light of love, the lady that's known as Lou. That's right, darling. He's bluffing.
Went out of the night, which was 50 below, and into the din and the glare. There stumbled a miner, fresh from the creeks. Dog dirty and loaded for bear. He looked like a man with a foot in the grave and scarcely the strength of a louse. Yet he tilted a poke of dust on the bar. And he called for
drinks for the house.
There was none could place the stranger's face, though we searched ourselves for a clue. But we drank his health. Yeah! And the last to drink was Dangerous Dan McGrew.
Boys, take me back from the Yukon, out here in the great nowheres, where the men are lean and the women are mean, and the grizzly lives upstairs.
There's men that somehow just grip your eyes and hold them hard like a spell. And such was he, and he looked to me like a man who'd lived in hell, with a face most hair and a dreary stare of a dog whose day is done, as he watered the green stuff in his glass and the drops fell one by one. Then I got to figuring who he was and wondering what he'd do, and I turned my head,
and there, watching him, was the lady that's known as Lou.
His eyes went rubbering round the room, and he seemed in a kind of daze, till at last that old piano fell in the way of his wandering gaze.
Here you go, kid!
Thanks, Joe.
The ragtime kid was having a drink. There was no one else on the stool. So the stranger stumbles across the room and flops down there like a fool. In a buckskin shirt that was glazed with dirt, he sat, and I saw him sway. Then he clutched the keys in his taloned hands. My God, but that man could play!
Were you ever out in the great alone, when the moon was awful clear, and the icy mountains hemmed you in with a silence you most could hear? With only the howl of a timber wolf, and you camped there in the cold, and a half-dead thing in a stark dead world, clean mad for the muck-cold gold. While high overhead, green, yellow, and red, the northern lights swept in bars. Then you've a hunch what the music meant. Hunger and night and the stars.
And hunger not of the belly kind that's banished with bacon and beans, but the gnawing hunger of lonely men for a home and all that it means. For a fireside far from the cares that are, four walls and a roof above, but oh, so cramful of cozy joy and crowned with a woman's love. A woman dearer than all the world and true as heaven is true. God, how ghastly she looks through her rouge. Ooh, the lady that's known as Lou.
Then, on the sudden, the music changed. So soft, you scarce could hear, but you felt that your life had been looted clean of all that it once held dear. That someone had stolen the woman you loved, and that her love was a devil's lie, and that your guts were gone, and the best of you was to crawl away and die. 'Twas the crowning cry of a heart's despair, and it thrilled you through and through.
I guess I'll make it a spread in misery, said Dangerous Dan McGrew.
The music almost died away. Then it burst like a pent-up flood, and it seemed to say, repay, repay, and my eyes were blind with blood.
The thought came back of an ancient wrong, and it stung like a frozen lash. And the lust awoke, to kill, to kill. Then the music stopped with a crash. And the stranger turned, and his eyes, they burned in a most peculiar way. In a buckskin shirt that was glazed with dirt, he sat, and I saw him sway.
Then his lips went in a kind of grin, and he spoke, and his voice was calm. And,
boys,
says he,
You don't know me, and none of you care a damn. But I want a state, and my words are straight. And I'll bet my poke they're true, that one of you is a hound of hell, and that one is Dan McGrew.
And I ducked my head, and the lights went out, and two guns blazed in the dark. And a woman screamed, and the lights went up, and two men lay stiff and stark. Pitched on his head and pumped full of lead was Dangerous Dan McGrew.
While the man from the creeks lay clutched to the breast of the lady that's known as Lou.
These are the simple facts of the case, and I guess I ought to know. They say that stranger was crazed with hooch, and I'm not denying it so. I'm not so wise as the lawyer guys, but strictly between us two,
the woman that kissed him and pinched his poke was the lady that's known as Lou.
Well, you stake your claim on the Klondike. You wade into the river with your pan. You wash all the dirt and pocket all the gold. And you come home a wealthy man. Oh, money is the meat in the coconut. Oh, money is the milk in the jug. When you got a lot of money, you feel very funny. You're happy as a bug in a rug. When you got a lot of money, you feel very funny. You're happy as a bug in a rug.
You're not going to believe this.
Lay it on me.
I was planting that lily you wanted in the back garden bed.
Oh, honey, thank you. So, what are you planting now?
I'm not planting. I'm digging.
I see that. Oh, my God. Are you finally going to build me that little deck?
Nope. Even better. Look at this, baby.
It's so shiny. What is it?
It's gold.
Really?
Yep, I Googled it.
Where'd you get it?
Right here in our yard.
Really?
Yep. There's got to be more where that came from, so I'm digging up the backyard to find it.
Oh, you're funny. You're hilarious. Wait, you're kidding, right?
Serious as the election, babe.
No, absolutely not.
Babe, listen to me.
No. I've put 15 years of my heart and soul into this garden. We're not digging it all up on a treasure hunt.
We need this!
What have you done with my husband? What is going on with you?
Nothing. I mean, it's just... I always thought by this time I'd reach the stage, I would have won some big medal or award. That I'd be living in a mansion with a BMW or a boat or a house in some other country that we go to in the winter.
But you're a teacher.
I know! But I thought that someday something would happen that would... I don't know, change my life?
We have a good life, don't we?
But wouldn't it be great not to have to work? To be able to take vacations whenever and wherever we want?
I guess, yeah, but you know that saying, all that glitters is not gold.
Yeah?
Well, just because someone is rich doesn't mean they're happy.
I know, but the gold could be so good for
whoever us. Decided gold was valuable anyway?
The government way back when said so.
But they could have just as well picked up any old rock and said, hey, these gray rocks are worth a lot, and everyone will be fighting over them instead.
I'm telling you, babe, we've got gold on our property!
Just because you found one small piece does not
you
mean
you gotta trust me on this.
I trust you with my deepest truths. I trust you... to. Tell me when you're hurting and tell me what your dreams are.
You want to know what my dream is?
I do.
I want to be rich! And I can achieve that dream by digging here now.
I get that you're having maybe a little midlife crisis, and I want to help. But this is too extreme.
It's not. I did my homework. Statistics say where there's one, there's more. Oh, I got a good feeling about this, I swear. I mean, you'll thank me for this later.
No, I assure you I won't.
I'm sorry. I got to do this.
Over my dead body. Give me that shovel.
Nope, sorry. No can do.
Give it to me. Fine. Two can play the shovel game. I have my own shovel.
What are you doing?
Keeping the dirt where it belongs.
No.
Yes.
Sorry.
Stop.
Can't.
Stop. Hey, whoa. Wow, really?
I just gotta do this.
No, you really don't.
Give me back that shovel!
Come inside and let's talk about this like adults.
Fine, I'll just use my pickaxe.
You idiot! You hit a water main!
Stop freaking, call Beacon!
Turn off the main!
I'm busy!
Richie? No! No, not my Japanese maple!
Oh, it's gotta be here somewhere. Just because it wasn't in the main bed doesn't mean it's not here.
Oh, God! My roses!
Get off of me!
Jesus, Richie! You've lost your mind!
No, I haven't.
What a nightmare. Sorry, my little babies. I'll get you all back in the ground just as soon as I...
It's gotta be under the house!
No! Absolutely not!
Don't worry! Be able to afford a way better house than this. It'll be custom made for us.
I don't care. This is our house. I love this house. Stop. Turn off the engine. Where did you get a bulldozer?
I rented it.
You are not going to do this.
No, don't worry. It's going to be worth it.
If you do this, I swear to you, if you turn that thing back on, I'm leaving you.
But don't be silly.
I'm not silly. You're insane.
This is gonna be amazing! You'll see!
Hello? Yes, it's an emergency. My husband has lost his mind. He's demolishing our house! 5117 South Finley Street, hurry! Help! Help me, somebody!
Oh my God, what's going on?
You okay, Viv?
Richie's gone nuts! Help me stop him!
Seattle PD.
Thank you, officer.
Get off the bulldozer now, sir.
Sorry, I was just
looking... Do you want to press charges, ma'am?
I don't know.
Come on, babe. You know I was just looking for gold.
Yes! I'd like to press charges. What choice do I have? It's the only way I can be sure he won't take the rest of the house down.
Yes, ma'am. Come with us, sir.
Vivian, are you all right?
I'm okay, I think.
Cool bulldozer. Can I play on it?
No, honey, that's Vivian's bulldozer.
Can I play with it, Vivian? Can I?
Not today, Joey. Sorry.
Vivian, take the gold.
I don't want it.
Just keep it safe for me. Mommy, they found it.
Found what, sweetheart?
My gold nugget. They found my gold nugget.
This is yours?
Oh, it is. He bought it at the Precious Stone store in Bellevue with his birthday money. He and Bobby were tossing it back and forth to each other yesterday, and it flew right over the fence.
No rainbow. No frickin' pot of gold. Here you go, Joey.
Thanks. Isn't it pretty?
Sure. Sure it is. I'm more into silver myself.
All right, sir, let's take a ride downtown.
Leave him with me, officer. I think the gold rush is over.
Vivian, I'm sorry. I'm such an idiot.
Yeah, but you're my idiot.
Thank you. My name is Ed Farthingwell, too. I'm a crane worker up in the blue. With gidgets and gadgets and all sorts of magnets, I'm building in South Lake U.
Hey, you ready for us up there?
Always ready, Charlie. That's my motto.
We got the jib secured. Hoist her up.
You got it.
Easy. Swing the boom. That's right. Now lower the load. Yeah, perfect, Dad. You're a champ.
Thanks, Charlie. You know I'm always up here for you.
Roger that.
I spend all day up in midair, in my custom cab built out with flair. I sometimes get lonely and sing to me only, but progress demands savoir faire.
Hey, Ed, there's a supply snafu down here. Take a break, will ya? But watch your weather gauge. It looks like we're gonna be getting some wind.
I'm encased in a glass-paneled crane house with a microwave, phone, and TV. Making six figures up in this penthouse, 12 hours a day just with me. Sometimes with this boom we're like chattel, as we build up our town straight and tall. For billionaires here in Seattle, but heck, when we bust there'll be no work at all. Look at all that we bore, filling Seattle's core, scaling the new dot-coms, ebullient Amazon, getting a leather neck, creating the biotechs, raise the new nano strings, right next to rings and things, right next to rings and things. Condos and fancy gyms, research labs, trim and trim, restaurants with toasted kale, unending Vulcan sales, 68 stories high, here's to our gold rush guys, and if you want it, we add to the sonnet, in Kona Jacuzzi for free. Oh, my name is Ed Farthingwell, too. I'm a crane worker up in the blue. With gidgets and gadgets and all sorts of magnets, I'm building stuff down in the slough.
Hey, singing crane operator, open up!
Who said that?
We don't know!
Me, it's cold out here, numbnut! Open the cab door! About time, buddy. You made me climb 380 vertical feet straight up.
What the heck is going on?
This is a takeover.
A what? Who are you?
If you give me your attention, I will tell you who I am. I'm a lover of Seattle and defender of the clam. I protest this reckless building and its social effect. It is this grave agenda I'm determined to correct. From parking non-existent to the raping of our streets, you can't get here from there without a jaywalking rap sheet. I adore this crazy city just the way it was. That's why I've climbed your tower and I'm messing with your buzz. It's do or die.
Do or die.
I sound upset.
She sounds upset.
I claim this crane in the name of the people of Seattle. And we won't give it back till all the construction stops!
Wait! Those are my cab keys! You turn off the motor, we can't keep building stuff!
Exactement!
But.
My name is Ed Farthingwell, too. I was born to build stuff in the blue. You take my cab keys, there's nothing here for me. I'm out in the street in the slough.
Good! Then you'll see how hard it is to walk down Blanchard. If you give me your attention, I will tell you what to do. You can join us on the front line. It will be an awesome coup. A big crane operator who has chosen to defect. This might even make the mayor and the council genuflect.
One can dream.
Look, lady, I don't want to defect. I like building stuff.
Ed, you okay up there? Stan said he saw some kind of unauthorized ingress. Ed?
Does ingress mean trespass?
I believe it's similar.
Well, Charlie, he must have been seeing things. Everything's just Jim Dandy up here.
Okay. Well, the wind's picking up, so watch out. Looks like we're on standby.
Standing by.
You just lied to him. Why did you do that?
Why?
I don't know. My name is Ed Farthingwell, too. I spend all my days up in the blue. With no one to talk to about life impromptu, my thoughts are now strangely askew. I'm not quite sure who I am. If I'm not raising booms with my hands, could I have no purpose, be aimless and worthless? In short, am I really a man?
Ooh,
Honey, I didn't mean to cause an existential crisis.
Well, you're the first woman I've ever had in my cab.
I am.
What is that arousing smell?
Patchouli?
It's delicious.
Look, maybe I better...
Don't leave now!
Don't leave now!
Oh, stay.
Have a little goat cheese that's organic. Green grapes and a few different slaws. We're high in the sky, that's romantic. We'll talk about marks and your claws.
Okay.
Sit here on the co-pilot's tuffet. Relax and enjoy the fine views. The ground will know nothing of it. Our secrets suspended, too hot to subdue.
Ah!
Loving humanity on its profanity, rising dramatically, lifting emphatically, groping your maidenly, seizing it crazingly, thrusting strategically, glorious bonhomie.
Oh, watch the circuit breaker. Oh.
Lording accordingly, feet on the floor, we see absolute exergy, where did her G-spot be? Excellent alchemy, along with infamy, more to be done, and we're having fun, and we don't give a hoot about it.
Ed, the wind must be something. Cab's really rocking up there.
You can say that again.
You can say that again.
I can say that again.
Oh no! The crane's torquing wildly.
Wind.
Hold on.
You can say that again.
Well, Ed, looks like you'll be clocking out early.
Yeah, I guess so, Charlie. Over and out. So?
It appears we've reached the climax of our little indiscreet.
And the wind outside's done raging, and it's pouring down in sheets.
The crane crashed over Westlake, and the techies all have fled.
My comfy life's been shattered, and the future now I dread.
How can we reach consensus when we've dropped our boundaries so?
And seen each other's nethers and the ports that simply glow.
I'm an ardent revolutionary, destined to be so.
Is there any way to solve this?
We are stumped. We just don't know.
We just don't know.
My name is Ed Farthingwell, too.
Well, I guess my work is done here.
I suppose it is. Wait, won't you even tell me your name?
Would it really matter? No, Ed, you're a crane operator. Happy-go-lucky, making six figures. That's what you are. And me, I'm just a working-class girl destined to rock the system. See you around on the street sometime!
Thanks for streaming this episode of Speakers Forum from KUOW 94.9 Seattle. Sandbox Radio is produced and directed by Leslie Law and Richard Zeiman, with music direction by Jose Gonzalez. Gold Rush was performed at Town Hall Seattle on August 29th. Their next show is The Shadow Knows. It will be performed one time only at Town Hall Seattle on Halloween night, October 31st. We'll be back next week with more from Speakers Forum.